making pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake.
WFOB begins right. God. Damn. Now.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? Complain about it later? Who gives a shit?
Well, you said 6 inches.
Exactly.
So, how are things? How's your hiatus been from the show?
Doing good. I'm on antibiotics and steroids.
Really? Like, Is it all in the same thing, or is it two separate things?
Two separate things.
Yeah. Well, I can definitely tell it looks like you've been taking some steroids.
Yep.
You're looking cut, brother.
Cut like, whoa.
Hulked up.
So, you know, you going to make it the whole hour, or are you going to need to take breaks?
No, I think I'm good.
Do you need to, like, do some sit-ups, or?
I'm probably going to be gassy, but.
Gassy?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
what are you
gonna do? That's every week.
So I think that Paul's going to have to be our representative in the chat room with his fancy new phone, because I think seconds before the show started my keyboard batteries died. So
well, it's cool because I got a Samsung Galaxy 3 on Sprint's 4G network, the fastest in the nation.
Really?
Do they have like a thing, do or something? They got like a little thing, don't they?
I don't know. I'm just showing people how good we would be at plugging products.
Plugging products?
Right. You know, it's like if Sprint were paying us, they really got their money's worth at this point.
You know, I think my favorite thing we ever did was when we had the Napier Suicide Prevention Hotline.
Oh, God. That would have been a horrible hotline.
And people would call in and you know, say, you know, that they wanted to kill themselves, and then like, we were trying to find a way to fund this, you know, because it helps people, but at the same time, you know, we got to make some money or else, you know, why are we doing it? And so Napier would, like, in the middle of, you know, in the middle of trying to talk somebody out of killing themselves, he'd say, you know, like, oh, but, you know, did you know that the McRib is back?
That's a reason to live right there.
Sir, I don't think you understand. If you don't live, how can you experience the low, low prices at Home Depot going on this weekend? Don't you want to wait till this weekend and head on down to the Home Depot?
Think it over until after you've heard the prices that we have on, you know, home furnishings. You know, what would make you feel better about your life than a nice, new, comfortable couch to sit on? Are you undoing your pants? What's going on?
No, just my belt.
Just, you know, getting comfortable.
Getting
ready,
comfy.
Ready to spew out some quality comedy.
Like what?
Hello, people. Here we go.
So, I mean, you had a couple of weeks off, so I hope that you're just, you know, bursting at the seams with topics to discuss, right?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Well, lay it on us, baby.
Okay, so...
By the way, thanks for the salmon. That was delicious.
It was quite tasty.
It was.
Thank you.
It was. You know, we left a piece for Paul, and Paul usually, you know, busts in like 2 minutes before the show starts. and, you know, like as time went on, I was like, you know, oh, well, you know, this piece can be for Paul, you know, except for this corner. And then, like, you know, be like, eh, you know, except for a little bit more of this corner. And so, like... As it progressed, Paul got less and less food.
Yeah.
Because it was good, and I wanted to eat it.
You know, I do that to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
That way we don't, like, get rid of all ideas
just
for the show.
Because we just can't wait keep to it talk off the go- to each other.
That's why I don't ever talk
Paul,
to you outside of the show.
Paul, I'm so excited to see you. Let's talk about the week's events.
Right. So, you know, I keep it fresh.
It makes sense because, you know, that's what...
In order to interject here, if my lady friend is listening and wants salmon, I will make her salmon.
Yeah.
What happened to Rabbit Poundings?
She
doesn't come to the show anymore.
Yeah, she used to come, like, every week.
Now she has a chat room. She has to babysit her little sister and...
Yeah. Well, you know, Paul was... I listened back because... By the way, now we're on Stitcher. I don't know what that means for us. I guess it's good.
What is Stitcher?
You know, like, when I follow a lot of podcasts on Twitter, and, like, when they do something, I'm like, oh, maybe we should do that. And so, like, you know, now we have, like, a Stitcher, and we're on Podcast Alley, whatever the fuck that means. And we have all these things, and I don't know what any of them mean, but, you know, we have them because other podcasts have them, so why not us, right?
Just to make things legit.
Right.
Yeah.
As they say.
So, yeah, now we're on Stitcher. And so, you know, I was listening to us on Stitcher because I figured, hey, somebody should listen to us on Stitcher. Why not me? And I was listening back to a couple of weeks ago, and Paul was saying something about how we need somebody here to, like, research what we're talking about so that, like, when we throw something out,
yeah,
like, we actually can, like, back it up with actual facts other than, like, pulling random things out of our ass.
You mean a fact checker? We need a fact checker?
Yeah, something along those lines. A person who could check facts, that would be a fact checker, right?
I think it would be hilarious if, like, every week at the beginning of the show, it's like, here is the bullshit that we spouted last week, and just have, like, you know, obviously probably like a 20-minute segment of things that we just completely made up throughout the course of the podcast. By the way, if you listened last week,
everything you just heard actually has facts surrounding it, although we didn't actually give any.
Child labor was not, in fact, you know, the number one cause of the lack of global cooling back in the day.
Well, you don't know
they
that.
Haven't proven that it isn't.
One way or the other. It's undetermined.
So, last week,
yeah,
this dude who had mental instabilities was in a parking lot with about three or four inch knife. And the cops were trying to tell him to put the knife down and, you know, come with them. And he kept saying, no, I'm going to stab you.
Before you go any further in the story, this is going to end in somebody saying it was racist, right?
I don't know.
Oh,
but the guy would. Do you want it to?
However, it was in Scranton, Michigan. I think it is.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just figured that's probably where this was. But anyway, okay. So he had a knife. And the cops told him to put down the knife,
yeah,
and he didn't, so they shot him?
40 times.
40?
Yeah, they actually shot 46 times,
but they missed
six.
How many do you think before he was dead? Maybe 10?
I bet those six.
I don't know.
I'm sure there was some overlap.
The
six right at the beginning was as he was falling to the ground, because once he hit the ground, I would assume it'd be pretty hard to miss.
So the first six had to be early when he was still dodging shit.
Right, when he was, as he crumpled to the ground, you know.
So this dude gets shot 40 times. There were six police officers, and the debate is, well, shouldn't the six officers have just surrounded him and taken the knife away? Or why didn't they use pepper spray or a taser?
Or maybe shot him like twice.
Well, the guy was like walking over to a bunch of other cops.
Okay, so if they had six, you said six cops?
Six cops.
How many bullets are in each gun?
Around 17 or 18.
So there's 17 or 18 in a gun at any
in a magazine,
time.
Yeah.
So like they would have each had to have fired
roughly a third of their magazine.
Okay. So, I mean, they still had bullets left. They showed some restraint.
And
right?
Yeah, they did. A little bit of restraint.
They had bullets remaining.
The bullets came out of the gun and then stopped coming out of the guns within 3 or 4 seconds. This happened in 3 or 4 seconds.
How many shots in 3 or 4 seconds?
46.
Wow.
But, yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, how much effort that... I mean, like, I'm pretty lazy. I probably would have got bored after, like, 2 shots. Be like, eh, this isn't fun anymore.
Spoken like a guy who has not shot a gun.
I have. Napier took me once.
Yeah, I took him.
And you didn't get...
He almost broke his hand.
Yeah, I didn't do very good.
He almost fucked up his thumb for life.
Not to say...
For life?
Yeah, you have no idea what you did. I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, why would you not want to say anything?
Because I was trying to be polite and not scare you.
Yeah, Mr. Producer has it right. Don't piss off the cops. You don't get shot. I mean, like, I haven't been shot once.
They tried to talk to this dude for like 10 minutes trying to... this was a standoff. He was just sitting there. They didn't come out there and shoot at him like, oh my God, get out of the car and shoot this dude. No, they tried to talk him down. And then the only reason they shot him was he started walking over to some cops that were on his left. So he just started strolling over to these cops with a knife in his hand ready to stab somebody, and they shot him.
So he did say, I'm going to stab you?
Yeah, he said, I'm going to stab you. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, well, then, yeah, shoot him.
Yeah.
Shoot him more than they shot him. How many times did they shoot him?
40.
40? Yeah, fuck him.
And was he retarded?
I mean, he wasn't retarded. That's a stupid
move. He was having
move.
A psychotic... They think he was having a psychotic episode.
I mean, like,
episode.
If you got 6 dudes around you with guns, and you say, I'm going to stab you, you're stupid.
Yeah. But he was having a psychotic episode.
So what?
That's my
point. That's what we were talking about last week. They were talking about executing retards. I mean, like, okay, so he's having a psychotic episode. How is that going to benefit anyone, ever?
Never.
It's not. And what are they going to do? They're going to put him in jail. What's he going to do in jail? Pump iron, find Jesus.
Maybe.
But he's not going to like do anything productive. It's not like he's going to write a novel of his life that will teach people, you know, not to follow in his footsteps. He's going to fucking sit there. He's going to, you know, eat 3 meals a day. He's going to pump iron. He's going to play basketball until eventually they release him or he dies.
The flip side of that is, at least from what I've heard, is that every life is precious. And
bullshit.
Well, of course, bullshit. But they're saying that human life is something that shouldn't be squandered. But I don't think the cops were the ones who did that.
Let me be the first to say that very, very few lives are precious.
Yeah.
Very few, if any, are actually all that precious.
Yeah.
I mean, mine, pretty goddamn precious. But, I mean, like, I can't think of very many others.
So... My deal with this is, you know, Sideshow Bob, who went and killed all those people in the movie theater? He was having a psychotic episode.
You're making fun of his hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Ha.
So Sideshow Bob goes in and starts taking out cats in a movie theater. He had a psychotic episode. This dude had a psychotic episode.
Yeah.
Why do people feel pity for the dude who didn't get a chance to kill anybody? But the guy who killed a bunch of people, they're ready to hang this motherfucker and set him on fire. What's the goddamn difference?
Because he wanted to kill people but did a bad job. Is that what you're saying? So, like, if he would have done a good job, then we would be...
Had this dude stabbed somebody, the headline would have been, 6 heroic cops take out madman with a knife.
Well, I mean, like...
6 cops shoot a dude... who is having a mental episode.
Ultimately, we do get angrier at the people who are efficient at what they set out to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the go-getters of the murdering community.
To a point. Once they've massacred, like, so many of their own people, then, like...
Well, I mean, you're kind of mad at them if they kill, like, one person. But, like, you're really mad at them if they kill a lot of people. So, but I mean, like, did you see the story I sent you about the guys that were talking shit back and forth on Xbox, and one of them logged off and walked over to the other one's house and stabbed him 17 times?
I didn't see that you sent that, but yeah, I did actually. I read about
it. I mean,
that.
They were in the little chat. They were, you know, yelling back and forth. I fucking hate that when you're on when you're playing the video games like the Call of Duty and whatnot.
Yep.
And you got the 8-year-olds like yelling faggot at you. But, I mean, like, I don't think I'd go stab any of them. I'd probably just mute them.
They knew each other. They were friends.
Yeah, I know.
It's not that they were so strangers.
Funnier.
Well,
that isn't a big story because he did a bad job.
Yeah, he
now,
did
if
a shitty
he'd actually
job.
Gone over and killed the guy, we probably would have heard more about it.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not like this was 2 dudes who met randomly in an Xbox chat room. These people knew each other. one dude was talking shit like Mike does and then stabbed him like I would never do.
did you wink at me just now?
No, I didn't wink at you. I'm not going to stab you, wink.
So, speaking of all lives are precious, yeah. You wanted to talk about the Todd Akin thing?
Yeah, and his goddamn legitimate rape shit.
Now, let me just start off by saying, Claire McCaskill is fucking terrible.
Yeah,
she is. She's an awful, awful twat.
Yeah, she's a complete twat.
She's terrible. And anyone who could encourage you to vote for Claire McCaskill must be pretty fucking terrible.
Every time I get into a conversation with my dad, my dad's a Republican, he's a conservative.
That would be so confusing to like be the third party listening to that because you two sound exactly alike.
Probably would.
You're like, hey, Mike, and be like, hey, Dad.
It's pretty much that.
Yeah.
But so he always wonders how I can, you know, acquire guns and ammunition and all that other kind of goodness, but I'm not a conservative or a Republican, and I point to people like Todd Akin, who's a Missouri Republican, and who is that one dumb fuck that lost to the dead guy?
God, what's that guy's fucking name?
He was Secretary of Defense for a little while.
Yeah, he lost to a dead guy and then got a cabinet gig.
Yeah.
He
was so fucking psychotic.
Carnahan was the guy.
Yeah,
the dead
Carnahan
guy.
Won.
Carnahan was the dead guy.
Yeah, Carnahan was the dead guy.
I can't think. And he was an awful, awful piece of shit.
Yeah, he was a complete piece of shit.
Yeah.
And every time I want to have these pictures of these fuckers pulled up, like in a little briefcase, I can just take out anytime my dad says,
but how awesome,
"Why aren't you
how
a Republican?"
Awesome is that? That Missouri was faced with electing this guy.
Oh, yeah, John Ashcroft.
John Ashcroft, thank you. See, she's our fact checker. You see that?
Yeah. See, when you have people like John Ashcroft and Todd Akin, how the fuck could you be a Republican?
Well, this kind of goes back to my opinion of just about everything, religion, anything. Why do you have to be a something? Why do you have to be a Republican or a Democrat or a Christian? Why can't you just think for your fucking self? Why can't you just have an issue and side on the side of the issue that you agree with? Why
most people do that.
Well, I'd say some people.
When an issue comes up to vote for, people vote on issues. Those are issues. However, when you're voting for your representative
and
in
Paul,
government...
Paul, you're wrong, actually. He's not a senator. He's running for Senate.
Yeah, he's running.
Against okay. Claire McCaskill, who is awful.
See, I'm a bad fact checker.
Yeah, Claire McCaskill is the senator. He's trying to unseat her. So anyway, get to what he said.
So
he was on a TV show, and he's talking about his firm stance on abortion.
And how it shouldn't even apply to rape.
It shouldn't apply to anything. And the guy asked him, you know, how do you feel about, you know, in instances of rape? And he said, and stop me if I'm butchering this, that in legitimate cases of rape, you know, women have a way of shutting that down.
Yeah.
That you know, it's very rare that if you're raped, you actually get pregnant because your body has natural chemicals that prevent a rapist seed from impregnating them.
Only if it was legitimate rape.
Legitimate rape.
Right. If it was illegitimate rape, you could get pregnant. Like if she kind of wanted it.
And he also was a big supporter of a bill that would make marital rape, which is another thing that we've talked about, completely legal. Because
should be.
It should be because it's your wife.
Right.
And I mean, like, you know, I imagine that, like, you know, when something major happens that's hilarious, like the entire time Sarah Palin was the vice presidential nominee, I bet John Stewart woke up every morning jacking off. Like, when I see, like, a major news story about rape,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, right in our fucking wheelhouse. This is perfect for us. You know, we love joking about rape. So anyway, go on with... I'm sorry, I just kind of took a...
So, yeah, this is... If you're a Republican in Missouri, that's who you get to vote for. you get to vote for that dumb motherfucker, Todd Akin.
Who says that women who are raped can naturally prevent getting pregnant.
Yeah, this isn't a 15-year-old girl who's been sheltered her whole life and lives in a basement. This is a grown-ass man who has been in politics since I've been fucking voting. That motherfucker's name's been somewhere.
Well, what is awesome about this is, you know, if he's, you know, legitimized and they make this a thing, you know, you could argue in court, like if you were a rapist that impregnated a woman, you could argue in court, obviously she wanted it, she's pregnant.
Exactly.
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome in one of those ways that is not really awesome, but it's kind of funny.
It would be entertaining to watch that defense that, you know, women can naturally stop that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't think they can. Can they?
No,
is
they
that,
can't.
Is there any fact?
No, there's no fact. No.
I mean, you're a reading fellow. Have you seen anything?
No.
So that's
nothing.
Completely who. That's just made up.
No.
I'm gonna go with that. It's factual. I'm gonna say this for the record. I think that's a great, it's a great idea that he's got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not a good idea, right?
Yeah, you know, if you get like super sperm, you just go rape everybody.
Yeah.
And get everyone pregnant. It falls in line with like my Johnny Appleseed thing.
Spread the good word.
Well, yeah, you know, if like if you know your whole like, you know, life falls apart, what you should do is like Johnny Appleseed, except with sperm.
Yep.
And basically try to like impregnate as many different women in different states as you can. That way, you know, like your legacy kind of lives on. Like Johnny Appleseed had a bunch of apple trees, you know.
But then wouldn't they all turn out to be losers who just goes around and rapes women?
That's not like.
I mean, couldn't you?
That's neither here nor there.
I mean, if you were bringing, you know, some prime shit, wouldn't you? Oh God, I just. Ooh, he just like barfed up something there. Oh, give me a second here. Huh, I forgot what I was going to say.
I think I might have to poop soon.
Yeah. Well, I just lost my train of thought entirely.
Oh my God, that smells terrible.
What did you do, Napier?
Oh my God.
That is.
Yeah, that's
that's the funk, yeah.
I think I. Whew. Christ in heaven.
God. He may have shit himself.
I wish we could take commercial breaks.
Oh my God.
Jesus. It smells like poop in here.
Oh my.
My bad.
That's not right.
No, it's not. Oh God. I
think we need to. Enact the.
I think my water just broke.
I think we need to reenact the go outside rule.
Yeah, I think. So. Who?
That's that salmon. Ooh.
You know how they say you like your own brew? No.
You don't like your own brew at all, huh?
No, I think I'm going to take a break.
Oh my God!
Holy shit!
I think he might have shit himself. He's got the shitty walk going on. He's got the shitty, like...
He's walking funny.
Butt cheeks kind of, like, squeezed together like...
Napier, are you okay? Napier, did you shit your pants? Check it and tell us if you're okay. Do you got some... You got some... It's all dry?
Yep.
So you're good?
Yep.
All right, good to hear. Oh, Jesus. It's just lingering.
I don't know what to say at this point. The room has been cleared.
I'm not really
in
the mood to...
I'm starting to sweat.
What? Oh, God.
So today I saw a retarded person, a mentally handicapped person, delivering the mail. And I thought, great, you know, like, you know, instead of just sitting at home and, like, collecting disability or whatever, they're out, like, doing something and working. But she had, like, a helper. And the helper, like, said, like, okay, you know, put it in the mailbox. And then she'd, like, help her open the lid to the mailbox. And then she'd put the mail in.
Good then, like, job.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now we go over here. And, you know, and they'd walk along. And, like, I was like, it's not really benefiting society if you also have to pay
two people, yeah,
to deliver. Yeah, exactly. You're paying. At first, it's like, cool, you know, they're out there doing something. But like, yeah, if you also have to pay someone to walk with them and make sure they do it right,
right,
it kind of defeats the purpose, right?
Oh, my God. It just...
It's still over there?
It's still over here. Can we, like, go down the hall or something? How far do these cords stretch?
This is pretty good over here.
Napier, find some Lysol or something. Jesus.
Do you think that would be a good job?
Being the... All right, bring that with you. Napier's got some Glade.
To be like the retarded person's liaison to the world, like...
I don't know.
Because like, it's almost like you're a mail carrier, but you don't actually have to carry the mail.
Were they both wearing like mail outfits?
No. The one had like the full-on mail get-up.
The retard or the other one?
The retard who was putting you actually delivering the mail.
Yeah.
The other one just had like...
I'm almost wondering if I fart over here, if like my fart smell will cancel out that to make it almost bearable.
This is terrible.
I'm hoping.
Going downhill quickly.
Yeah, but I...
How much would they have to pay you to be the, like...
I mean, I'd do it. It's better than what I do, I guess.
Yeah?
Oh, my
to supervise retards?
Yeah, sure.
That's very similar to what I do.
I mean, I try to, you know, get retards to pay money. So, I mean, I'm pretty much doing the same thing. So I saw a movie a couple of nights ago called Bachelorette, which is the first of what I imagine many... Like, you know when, like, a creed comes out, there's, like, 20 creeds? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, it's the same with movies. Like, when one movie comes out... I mean, like, how many times have they remade, Blade Runner or something? You know, they've tried to remake Blade Runner 100 times, called it different stuff.
There was, like, two volcano movies that came out, like, right by
right.
each other.
Well, it's the same with movies. And so Bridesmaids was a hit, so now they're going to have 100 Bridesmaids. And the first of the Bridesmaids knockoff is Bachelorette. The only problem is... they got the most unlikable cunts on the face of the earth to play all the parts. And so, like, Kirsten Dunst. Have you ever seen Kirsten Dunst try to be funny?
Every time I see Kirsten Dunst, like, I want to bang her.
Really?
Yeah, like in every movie.
Eh.
I'm like, okay,
no.
I'd bang
her. And like, they suck, and, like, the parts they play, I think, are meant... They suck. But, like, it's three skinny... bitches, and like their fat friend that they've tormented their whole life is getting married. So like, usually with these movies, you know, they're a bitch at the start and then they learn a lesson and then at the end, you know, everybody's happy. But like in this movie, they were twats at the beginning, they were twats in the middle, and they were twats at the end. Nobody learned anything. They just sucked. They were all unlike... every character... It was like, you think you don't like that character, just wait till you meet this next character. She's even more, you know, deplorable than the rest of them. Napier, are you all right, buddy?
He took the opportunity to rub one out. You know this.
Napier, are you in there jacking off? Be honest.
Nope, not doing
that. That's good.
That sounded sarcastic.
Yeah, it did, kind of.
So is it, like...
It's just...
How's the environment?
I think it's okay. We could probably... mosey on back here. Oh, my God. So, I would say that, you know, you probably enjoyed Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids was fun. This is not a good... It's awful. They're all awful. Everybody's just awful. And while we're on the subject of movies, my fiancé has a lot of older... My fiancé works at a grocery store. And she has a lot of older men who fancy her at the grocery store and, you know, like, you know, say nice things. Oh, you look gorgeous today, blah, 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 stuff like that. And, you know, occasionally it gets a little bit on the creepy side, but for the most part, you know, it's just like a, yeah. But anyway, this one guy is particularly interested in me. And... the other day, he told her that me and her need to rent the movie Fireproof. And if we watch the movie Fireproof and I don't cry, then I obviously have no heart and she should not marry me.
Did you watch Fireproof?
No, we have not rented it yet. However, I did read the description of Fireproof. And I'll start it off and just, we're going to see what you think. Starring Kirk Cameron.
I love Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron is the star of the movie Fireproof. And apparently it has a very strong Christian message, or Catholic message. I don't know whatever the fuck.
I think Christians and Catholics are like the same.
It's kind of the same deal.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus-y message.
Right.
And it's about firemen and divorce. That's all I know about it. But I'm intrigued. And you know, Laura told me that, if we see this movie and I do cry, then she's
not going to marry you.
So, but yeah, I'm insanely
curious. So the fact that he recommended that you guys watch this, that he says, you know, you got to watch this, does that make you more or less
likely
to watch it?
Totally. I have to see it now. I mean, first of all, I didn't know this movie existed, and I'm sure most of the public doesn't know it exists because it stars Kirk Cameron, and that's not exactly a selling point for a film.
It was back in, like, the 80s. It
came out in 2008, so it was a more recent film in Kirk Cameron's repertoire. Napier, you know we're only on the show for an hour, right?
I understand.
You can jack off on command, you say.
I had a similar experience at a movie store, but like it just has, I've never ever wanted to watch the movie because of it. So this like late middle-aged man, I'm going to go with like 38, 39, balding, got the comb over going on.
Right. Is he an employee of the store?
No.
This customer. Is just a passerby?
Just a passerby.
Okay.
A dirty white t-shirt on that doesn't quite cover his belly. And, you know, gigantic man boobs, and just, he had an odor about him. You could tell he's, like, living in his parents' basement somewhere. And he's like, you gotta check out this movie. It's got lasers and hot chicks and, you know, everything you could want in a movie. It's got spaceships and it's got fighting. And he just went on and on about this movie.
Give me the list again. Lasers, spaceships, fighting,
hot chicks. I think he might have thrown in like explosions in there.
Why are we not watching this movie right now?
Because the way the man didn't sell it, you know, his image was that of, I'm not going to enjoy this movie.
Okay.
It was Serenity, which I've heard is a good movie.
Isn't Serenity based on a TV show or something?
Yes, based on a Sci-Fi Channel TV show.
Don't you have to have seen the TV show?
I don't know. Obviously, this man had seen the TV show, so it's not as if, I was getting this information from.
Well, I think the fans of that TV show and that movie are like maniacal fans, and like
the shit's not even in HD, man. It's all, the show Firefly is on Netflix. It's not fucking HD. I can't watch that bullshit.
Oh, you're like, standard definition bullshit.
Yeah, I can't watch anything standard definition these days. It pisses me off to no end.
I heard a flush. Make sure you close the door when you come back out and turn the exhaust fan on. I don't want that to carry down.
And I'm not saying like I'm too good for sci-fi. Like,
oh, no.
We just finished watching the newest Star Trek Enterprise, Scott Bakula as the captain.
Oh, wow. That
was pretty epic.
Yeah?
They cut it off a little short. It's only 4 seasons long instead of 7.
Is 7 like the normal 7's length?
7's the standard. All the other Star Treks went 7.
And this one only went 4?
It went 4.
They had the
but
star
it was in
power,
HD.
The star power that is Scott Bakula.
Did you know he lives in St. Louis?
There you go. You feel better? You look very sweaty.
Did you know that the Bax lives in St. Louis?
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Scott Bakula.
Let's go over
sure.
to his house.
He
you
lives
know
in
where
Webster
he lives?
Groves.
Really? Do you know where?
No, I don't know like which house.
We should broadcast live from Scott Bakula's front yard.
We should find that. Do you think we could Google to find out where Scott Bakula's house is?
Yeah.
Is easily. Your microphone on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did everything come out all right?
everything came out.
I mean, was it kind of rough?
No. Just a lot of it.
You got a stingy butthole now? Did you wipe too much?
No, I'm good.
You're doing good?
Yep.
Well, you missed a lot. What did we talk about? The movie Bachelorette and
retarded
a movie called
Nail Carrier.
Fireproof starring Kirk Cameron and Scott Bakula being on Star Trek.
So
that's what you missed. Just rapid fire responses so that we can move on.
So how was the Kirk Cameron movie?
We haven't seen it yet.
But
if I don't cry, then Laura won't marry me.
Why?
Because a customer at her work told her
that I have to cry. Old man told her.
Does she know who Kirk Cameron is?
Yeah.
Does she know that Kirk Cameron runs around telling people about Jesus?
Yeah, well, that's the overall message of the movie. It's got a very strong Christian message.
I think it's like love Jesus and don't get divorced.
Yeah. And something about firemen and something.
Kirk Cameron can just eat what I just expelled.
Yeah. Okay. And then we were talking about Star Trek with Scott Bakula. It only lasted 4 seasons. And Serenity. Did you see Serenity? Were you a Firefly fan?
No, I had never really watched it. My sister did. She liked it.
And the people who like it, they really like it.
Yeah.
Did you see... there's a movie that came out this weekend, something about Timothy Green.
Yeah, I saw that.
A couple of people, I think one of them is the Jennifer Garner, the one with the kind of the weird face.
Oh yeah.
You know, she looks like she's probably attractive and you'd probably bang her, but like she's not gonna make any like lists.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's all right.
Yeah.
Kinda got a weird face.
A little, yeah.
Yeah. She looks kind of crypt keeper-y. But not really. I mean she'd be like a really attractive crypt keeper.
More or less, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, they can't have children, and so like they put a bunch of stuff in a box, like a bunch of like things they want their child to be, and bury it in the backyard, and that creates a seed that makes a plant child. And like so there would be no record of this child's birth.
No.
Because it's not like, it's a plant child. I mean, essentially he's a plant, correct?
Yeah.
And so my question is, if these people were like really fucked up and like when they found this child in their house, it was all dirty and they figured out that it's a plant child and that he wasn't actually born, would it be illegal to kill him?
How would anybody know?
Yeah, how would anybody know?
Just found a free food source.
So
they
so,
can just bury dumb shit out in their backyard. It grows a little like demon spawn. They cut its head off and eat it.
If there's no record that he ever existed, even if they found a dead body, I mean, like, do you think that they have like plant properties? I mean, it's not illegal to chop down a tree.
No.
Well, I mean, if it's on your own property, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, like, what if they, like, brought his dead body to, like, you know, Times Square and just dumped it off and said, we murdered this child. But, I mean, like, they couldn't prove that the child ever really existed.
Well, they can prove that it did exist because they got a dead body of a child.
Yeah, can't drop the dead body off.
Yeah. Just because the police don't know who it is doesn't mean it's not a dead body.
That's true. But what if they figured out it was a plant? I mean,
if it's got bones, I don't think it's a plant.
But he was a
maybe
plant.
Maybe it's made of like wood.
He had leaves coming out of him and shit.
I don't think they'll care about the leaves.
I just think that would be a fun premise for a movie. Like they made a part two.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when they make part twos to movies that like go straight to video and don't have any of the original people in it.
Oh, like a...
Like Roadhouse 2 went straight to video, and they just mentioned that this guy might very well have been somebody. What if they made it part 2?
Oh, like Starship Troopers 2.
Yeah, and murdered the child. I mean, you'd get away with it, right? Because the kid never existed.
Assuming that they...
And nobody would say, hey, where's your kid? Because they can't have kids.
Assuming you pull out all his teeth.
What if these people are psychotic, and they beat the shit out of their kid... until they just forgot that they had a kid, buried him in a box, and then just completely forgot about him. And then he comes out of the box, out of the ground, and like, oh my God, now we have a new kid.
He grew into a man.
Yeah.
And like came out of the ground like a zombie. This isn't going
to. I'm confused. Yeah, like you guys just went off on a tangent.
I don't really know. I was for some reason that's when I saw that preview. I was like, if they murdered that child, I mean, that's just
that's where you went to immediately.
But then it didn't really. I mean, like, I don't feel like we're vibing on this.
Murdering a child.
On the murdering children.
But it's like a wooden child.
Yeah, it's not a real.
Like,
kid.
Would you get in trouble for like chopping up Pinocchio?
No,
does Pinocchio have blood?
I mean, like, Pinocchio moves
tissue?
Around and see, that's kind of what I'm saying.
It wouldn't be illegal to kill Pinocchio when he was a talking puppet. It probably would have been illegal at the end of the movie when he turns into a real boy. And then Geppetto's
but he's not
just
a real boy.
Well, at the end of the movie, he becomes a real boy.
The movie, doesn't he turn into a real boy at the end?
Yeah. That's how Pinocchio goes.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he didn't.
What if Geppetto just said no and then hit him in the fucking head with an axe?
But like with you know the Republicans, you know, life starts at conception. He was never conceived.
Well, he was conceived of from the box.
Yeah, they put him. They conceived him when they like stuffed all this stuff in a box.
So I mean, I mean,
that's all we're ever really doing.
I can imagine
a child, right?
I have children, but I don't actually. So like,
well, if you stop,
so like,
if you stop your concept,
by what you guys just said, I could think I have children, and then abort them in my mind, and I've done something wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be hard to prove. Just don't make a blog about it, how you're killing your imaginary children.
Well, I already wrote a blog about how I had a dream that I murdered Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
A very vivid dream. And I called my friend Bobby and my dad, and they helped me dispose of the body. And I have no idea why. Me and Chevy Chase don't have beef or anything. I don't know what he did to piss me off.
Was it the 70s version of Chevy Chase, or like...
He was already dead when... So, I mean, we didn't have much of a conversation. The dream started with him. Or I don't remember anything before that. But, yeah, I totally murdered Chevy Chase, and I don't really know why. I have no idea why I murdered him. But, like, you know, here I am calling people. Hey, you know, come... And so, like, I have a bad feeling that, like, if something ever happens to Chevy Chase and, like, somebody Googles, you know, I murdered Chevy Chase, then, like, the top result will be, you know, to my blog, which... probably would be bad.
Yeah. Well, it. I mean,
but I
doubt
motive
it.
Motive to kill Chevy Chase.
I think this podcast is motive enough.
Yeah.
But what? Oh, you mean like? Oh, because of my whole, you know, people will pay attention to me if I murder people thing.
Yeah,
I was just
that
kidding.
Whole thing.
I was just kidding about that.
Well, I know, but you said it like many times, and you talked about it for like it's like you know 20 minutes. You went on about how you know. Any publicity is good publicity.
I don't think I'm really that...
Can't make an omelet without breaking eggs.
I don't think I'm really that into it.
The killing people or the
no,
podcast?
No, I mean, either, really. I mean, like, you know, I don't really care if anybody is, like, really into...
If you're not really into the podcast, you're doing a podcast right now. Doesn't that mean you just do things that you're not really even into?
No, I mean, like
murdering people?
here's what I'm saying. I would like for people to enjoy what I say.
And he would like to murder people.
Yeah, he would like to murder people.
But he doesn't.
But if they don't. I mean, that's okay, too.
Yeah, but you're trying to get people to
like
you.
No, I do. I try. I try hard.
So how hard do you try to murder people?
I don't try to murder people at all. I mean, if it happens, it happens.
Well, I mean, you just said...
I want it to happen organically. I don't want to, like, you know...
It'll feel forced otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you...
That's the way I am with rape.
We can't have this rape feel forced.
I don't want it to feel too forced.
You want to try to romance her first. You want to have every avenue available to you. But ultimately, if you want to have sex and she doesn't, there's going to be some shit go down. I mean, that's just, you know.
I'm a rapist, but I'm an organic rapist.
I thought we were vibing.
No,
me and the... potential rape victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I thought everything was going well, and, you know, I got all into it, and then, like, you know, she was like, no, And I'm like, wait, no. No. And I was like, actually, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's go upstairs for coffee. Okay. Okay, well, never mind. I've changed my mind. Well, I haven't.
And so ultimately, what the goal would be now would be to impregnate her.
That yeah. way you that could way. Not be convicted.
That, yeah, you yeah. can't you can't go to jail for that.
So the big thing on Twitter, I know that... Are you back on Twitter now? You're
yeah,
back into
I'm
it
on
now?
Twitter.
Have you seen all the stuff about Pussy Riot?
No.
The Russian band?
Yeah, they're like a group of lesbian, and by the way, their music
terrible.
Is terrible. It is so bad. It's really bad. I mean, like, you know, punk music, I can take it or leave it. Punk music's okay. This is just shrilly horseshit. It's really bad. But anyway, they're like a Russian all-girl punk band, and they filmed a music video in a church and were arrested and sentenced to 2 years in jail for hooliganism, which is the coolest.
I think they started a mini riot.
A pussy riot?
Yeah.
Zing!
Like they did, it wasn't that they were filming the music video there. They caused some civil unrest, and that's why the
hooliganism. While filming a music video.
Yeah. I guess you can't really just explain away causing a riot by saying, we were filming a music video here, guys, hold on.
Well, their name is Pussy Riot.
And if my...
Whoever gave them the permit is really the one who made the mistake.
I don't think they got a permit. I think they just did it.
Mr. Producer asked if the Russian punk chicks are hot. They all wear, like, ski masks. Like... Girl, like pink and blue and ski masks, so you can't really see.
No one asked about their face.
Oh. Well, I mean, they if he's asking if they're relatively
I've
thin,
seen them.
I think so.
They're
big
not.
Big titties?
I mean, they're not
they're kind
fat. They're
soft Russian dick? Looking.
They look rather Russian.
They look rather Russian.
But not like the Russian brides, more like the Russian...
More like the Russian, this will keep me warm for the night kind of woman.
Russian.
She can farm the fields.
Yeah.
Take care of the children.
Obviously, they came from a laboring family.
But yeah, so there's a big hashtag thing with Free Pussy Riot.
And yes! Free Pussy Riot.
Yeah, but... Oh, we got a picture. See, there's our fact checker sending us pictures. Let's see. How do they look?
I don't know. Especially not
maybe,
the middle one.
Maybe no. From left to right. Maybe
can we
no.
get a zoom in on this?
Zoom. Zoom. Oh, that did a lot of fucking
well,
good.
You can zoom in all you want. I mean, the clarity yeah. is what it is.
Yeah, the one in the middle looks like Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah, not so hot. I mean, I don't know.
And for a band named Pussy Riot, they sort of look like they're dressed like Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
Nice
I guess
flannel
Russian
down.
Punk is they're, different from everybody else.
They're playing some music about beating dogs.
That's the arms message, all of an
don't
angel.
Beat dogs.
Oh, do they look cooler in the
ski
masks?
Oh, let's see what they look in the ski masks.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Yeah.
They look better with the masks on.
With the masks
probably.
On.
Especially watermelon there on the right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just make that like a latex bodysuit and I'm there.
The GIMP?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to go the same.
I'm going to go the
yeah.
only one that
no,
is bangable
no.
is on the right there.
Yes, probably. She kind of looks like if...
She might need to eat a cheeseburger.
Rosario two. Dawson... Like, was dead for 3 weeks.
Or she got, like, ate a tapeworm and had the flu.
Yeah.
The one on the right there just doesn't even look healthy. Looks
she
kinda,
needs to eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
But anyway,
She looks like the zombies in The Walking Dead.
I mean, I don't care about punk rock chicks in Russia. I just wanted to say the word hooliganism a couple of times because I enjoy saying it. And I don't know of any other opportunity I'm going to have. I'll forget about the word in a week or so. But I just wanted to get at least three hooliganisms in there.
Okay. So as like a woman rock star or, you know, artist, you get pretty much have to accept the fact that like the third thing people are going to ask is like, is she hot?
Right.
You know, like, and we went to a concert and saw this band called Isley, and it was all chicks.
Right.
And like, they're up on stage and someone from the crowd yells like, you know, take off your shirt. And like, the girl decided, instead of just ignoring it and like playing her concert,
oh no,
she wanted to talk to the crowd about how it hurt her feelings.
She gave them a lecture.
Right. And it was just like, bitch, you're at a concert. Play your fucking songs. And she's like, well, we, you know, we're artists and, you know, things like that really hurt our feelings because we're trying to make music and it's not about how we look. And, bitch, take your shirt off! And of course, like, this got even more crazy as she tried to, like,
well, I hate to
turn it down.
I hate to go right into what you were just saying, but were they hot?
Yeah, I mean, they looked pretty good. Right. In, yeah. Like, a, like, you know, t-shirt with, like, one of, like, the droopy sweater thing over it, you know, like that kind of
yeah
look.
I remember, I'm a big Smashing Pumpkins fan, and Billy Corgan at some point made a solo record, and it was okay. I mean, I think me being a big fan, I like, but he went on tour to support it, and every stop on the tour, of course, when you're in like a huge band, and then you go on a solo tour, people in the crowd are fans of that band.
Yeah.
That's why they're there, because you were in a really big rock band. And so, like, inevitably, if you get up on a stage with a guitar, people are going to want you to play the songs that they like.
Yeah, so, at least one or two.
And so, I mean, like, we would go and we would watch, and sure, he wasn't going to play any Pumpkin stuff. He reported it. He did interviews where he said, I'm just playing my solo record, you know, blah, blah, blah. And if that's what you want to do, fine. But if somebody in the crowd yells out, you know, play 1979 or something, don't get pissed off and fucking give us a lecture about how this is what you're doing now and blah, blah, blah. Fuck you, man.
Somebody should have spit on him.
I don't know, me and like my friends, it seems like whenever we go out and anyone's playing anything, someone has to yell like, play some Skinner! And I can imagine that would be pretty fucking obnoxious as you stand on stage.
Yeah.
But sometimes they play Skinner, so it's...
Right, yeah, you know. I saw Kevin Martin and the High Watts at Pops one time, and I think there was like 10 people in the crowd. Kevin Martin's a singer at Candlebox, but he made a solo record, and they went to Pops, which is a pretty small bar, and there was like 10 people there. We were all sitting at bar stools, you know, there's nobody there. And he played some Candlebox stuff. It was actually really cool. But at some point, somebody yelled out, you know, play Freebird, because that's what
we do in Missouri. That's what happens.
And the guitarist didn't know Freebird, but he did bust into Sweet Home California. So, I mean, it was a happy compromise, you know. And if there's only 10 people there, I guess, you know, take
play what they want to hear, right?
Oh, boy.
I think it'd be pretty easy to bomb at, like, a 10-person show.
Napier,
yeah.
By the way, I paid a guy $5 to make a theme song for us just because I thought it would be funny if somebody had to make... I'm obsessed with this Fiverr website where you pay people $5 to do things for you. Have you seen this website?
Yes.
It's fun because... all the things are, like, not monetary, like, not, like, things, like, you make and mail out. It's all bullshit. Like, you know, people will do services or sing you a song or something stupid like that. But this guy would record a jingle for a 30-second jingle for you for $5, playing, you know, one of a whole bunch of instruments he had on the thing. And I just thought it would be fun if some guy had to take my $5 and make a song with Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks in it. So I paid the guy $5 and we're going to get something. But, you know, what happens is, you know, when you give him $5, then he sends you like an email back and like, hey, for $10 more, I'll add like, you know, four instruments to this, which would make his job easier, I would imagine. I mean, it would, you know, to make something impressive, I guess, to add a bunch of instruments and make it sound good, but, you know, just one instrument, $5. Let's hear what it sounds like, buddy. So he said it'll be ready tomorrow. I guess I'll just, should I post it as a 30-second podcast? I don't know.
I think we should play it next week on the show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Save it, you know.
Yeah.
Can't blow our load at the same time.
But you'll have to get here before the show starts so that you can hear it.
Well, I can hear it, like, live on the show.
Yeah.
Give my honest feedback.
Right. We're going to play it either way because I paid $5 for it, and it's only going to be 30 seconds.
Did your $5 get, like, the licensing and everything to the music?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like, you know, he's going to copyright it or anything.
Well, I mean, that'd be a good business. You pay people $5 for a song, and then, yeah, like, you know, in the small
by
print,
the way,
it's
if
like,
you want to perform this or play this
or anyway, play it ever, you'll owe me such and such.
I'm sure if he's trying to be a professional, he'll put in a catalog or something.
But I listen to a lot of podcasts when I'm at work and stuff, and you know, even like the radio and stuff. Like, I mean, if you listen to The Point in St. Louis, you know, like a lot of the DJs like do the commercials and stuff, but they do it in kind of like a growly voice. Like, you know, they try to like, you know, funk it up a little bit. Like, I've noticed Unfit for FM, which is on Radio Fubar, the same station that we are, they do like commercials for their stuff, but like, you know, they kind of put on like a, you know, Unfit for FM, you know, they do like a, but like, you know, they like the Sunday guy, but they do their own. And I don't know if that's the norm or anything, but I hate it.
Yeah.
It's like those
commercials when you watch it, it all of a sudden gets louder than the program you're watching.
Right.
And that just makes you angry.
But like they
does it make you angry enough to have a congressional committee on it? Because
yes,
it was investigated
like,
by the government.
You know, the guys on The Point,
well, supposedly that's illegal now. They're not allowed
right,
to do
they,
that.
They
ha- they
it
still
was such
do
a big problem that Congress investigated it and passed some laws so they couldn't do it.
Yeah, but they still do.
Still do what?
Make the commercials louder than the TV show.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, definitely. But like, you know, the radio station guys, they're professionals, and you know, the Unfit for FM guys, they actually kind of have, you know, like decent voices. I think for the most part, we don't have great voices.
No.
So I don't think Napier. Could you do like a growly commercial? I'd be like, what would you sound like? Do some kind of growly, you know, hey, hey,
listen to the wheelbarrow full of dicks. God damn.
Why did you get kind of country?
Because that's
your growly voice.
It's the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday,
Sunday. Yeah, the Sunday, Sunday dude has the southern thing. I thought that's what you wanted.
I don't like it.
Oh, well, I guess I won't do our commercials.
I think. We'll just stick with our Australian. I think he's Australian. Our announcer, the Australian guy. Is he from Australia?
I don't know. I didn't meet him.
No?
No.
I think he's Australian. I think he is.
I have no clue what you're talking
about.
But
the only problem with him is you can't ever figure out, like, you know, what volume to put him at because he gets really, really into it.
Excellent.
As we all do.
Right.
From time to time.
Well, speaking of you know, commercials being a little bit louder, I usually put my microphone, you know, one tick up from you guys just so that I'm just a little bit louder.
I don't think it's necessary. I think you talk over
in case there's an argument. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm heard over you guys. So, you
makes
know,
sense.
Yeah.
It is Mike and the wheelbarrow full of
it games. It is.
Exactly.
Now, Napier, you're kind of a nerdy fella. Like, you know, you're in.
I do have that body shape.
I mean, like, you know, we're into, you know, some of the comic book stuff, and you're into some of the, you know, the gaming stuff and stuff. And I've been preaching this for years and years and years and years, and nothing ever gets done because nobody pays attention to me. But I think that we really need to push to, like, get something going somewhere to where there are lady undergarments with comic book heroes on them.
There are.
No, they're impossible to find.
Did you look?
Impossible. Yes, I've looked everywhere. Look on the
like
goddamn
the internet?
Internet. There's nothing. The internet has nothing. You can find guys' boxer shorts with everybody on them.
What?
You can find goddamn.
Type in Batman panties. You'll
Napier,
find it.
Believe me, I've looked. There's nothing.
I will go home and I will get
Napier,
you.
Napier, find me some links. I'm telling you, they're not there. I've looked everywhere. I would pay whatever they wanted me to pay. I want X-Men panties. I want goddamn. I want them all. And you know, you're a fucking liar. I'm gonna click this link and I'm going to see nothing.
Ha! Yeah, one like Batman yeah. panties is
Batman.
Not...
Okay.
Well, there appears to be some Spider-Man and whatnot. To the
There's
right
the here. Hulk. That's Spider-Man.
Nothing. That's nothing. You got fucking Batman, a couple of Batman panties, great. Wonder Woman, great. What is this? What is that?
That's the Hulk. That's She-Hulk.
That's not underwear.
That is She-Hulk, and that is
a... This is like a swimming...
That's lingerie, bro.
Yeah.
No, it's...
yeah, it is. That's lingerie.
But what I'm saying
There's
is...
There's Superman.
It needs There's to be Superman readily Wonder... available. I need to, like, walk
It's
in.
Right there. You can buy it.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like
it, what?
And this is going to sound kind of pervy, but like the little boy underwear, like you know that has like G.I. Joes and stuff on them. I want to buy all of those in adult lady sizes.
So you can wear them.
No, not so that I can wear them, Paul. Not so that I can wear them. But like I have plenty of you know. Comic book underwear. I got Green Lantern underwear and all that because I very rarely wear them, but I see them and I'm like, oh, I should own that. And so I, oh God.
Wow.
You're just insisting on proving me wrong, aren't you? That's nothing. That's nothing.
What do you mean that's nothing? That's a whole bunch of shit right there.
It's nothing. It's not what I'm looking for. I want all of them. What do you mean?
That
where do you?
That's what you were looking for. It's right
no,
there.
Who is this bitch?
That's the fucking Green Lantern.
No, that's not the Green Lantern. Who is that? I don't even know who that bitch is. I want Wolverine on a pair of underwear. That's what I want. And you can't find them anywhere.
I don't know. It looks like there's plenty.
You guys are all wrong. I've looked everywhere. Oh my God. Amanda's just like, oh, Mike's saying something. It's got to be wrong. I've looked.
Well, my first thought was that that's incredibly wrong. Batman definitely seems to be the most popular.
How many different styles of underwear do you want?
He wants one with X-Men. Do you want Wolverine on
no,
there?
I want
Wolverine's hairy face on the crotch?
Okay, this one actually has a few.
Supergirl?
Those were the same as the last
one. Yeah,
ones.
They're all the same. There's a couple of Batman ones, a couple of Superman ones, and one Wonder Woman outfit. That's essentially
well, no,
all
the shirt, available. The shirt and the panties are separate. They're just tight on whatever they have it on.
But I'm you go to Walmart,
yeah,
and Walmart has a million pairs of boxer shorts with a million different superheroes on them, and that's fun. But chicks don't fucking care about superheroes.
Then why do they have all that stuff?
No, 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 no. But what chicks need
is Oh, by the way, there's an ad for Deepak Chopra. Fuck him. Just wanted to get that out. Fuck Deepak Chopra.
I mean, like... Those places have very few things, Amanda. They have a couple... I want a wide variety, and I would buy them all.
Why do you want them?
Because I think it would be awesome. But like the I guess what they think is the broads don't care, and so the broads wouldn't buy them. But who gives a shit about what the broads like? The broads would buy them because the dudes would like it, right?
The dudes like their broads naked.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, we do, but like, you know.
Look, I'm telling you right now, my lady friend probably has more panties than anyone in the entire world because I like buying them. Because it's fun to go buy a fuckload of fun panties. And
when you say fun, are you talking like crotchless or like...
No, I mean like...
SpongeBob.
Just fun in general. I don't want to have sex with little boys.
No, you want to have sex with a flat-chested chick wearing little boy underwear.
Oh, she found portal panties.
Portal panties? So that would have like the little red like ring, and I guess like
that doesn't sound
you
good.
You put your penis in it, and it comes out of a blue ring somewhere else.
Maybe I don't know. She needs to post the link.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that like if they were available everywhere, I would buy all of them. And so like I'm just one guy. I imagine there's probably more.
Why don't you just sell them yourself? You can print things on panties, can't you?
You can print whatever you want to print.
Well, I don't have licensing for...
Oh, it's a companion panties.
Fashionably geek.
Can't you like get a license?
I don't know.
That's or like print them illegally
like
and then say,
work.
Whoops, sorry, later.
I've had
and have to pay a fine.
Panties before.
That's just how like corporate world does it. They just go out and do that shit and then they say, oh, sorry.
Snorlax
sorry.
Panties.
Yep.
People who are not looking at the chat right now, you're missing on so much.
Is that a Pokemon
Snorlax
thing?
Oh, that's awesome.
Is that what that is?
Pokemon? That's a Snorlax. Snorlax is awesome.
Yeah, dog.
I feel like there's a major market that's being neglected.
I feel that you haven't researched this topic properly.
I've researched this topic very much.
Why has she posted like 30 links?
These aren't what I'm looking for.
Did you know they sell dildos at Spencer's?
Yeah.
What kind of dildos?
Any kinds you want.
Apparently cheap ones.
Did you know that they reimagined Chuck E. Cheese, and Chuck E. Cheese is no longer the Chuck E. Cheese that we've grown to know and love?
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese is different.
He is now a young mouse who skateboards, and he is voiced by the singer of the band Bowling for Soup.
That's where that came from. Amanda's little
made
sister
Chuck
had
E. Cheese
a birthday party.
Hip. Oh, you went there recently?
Yeah, it is so fucking stupid.
Is it like a more of a rock concert atmosphere now?
They try to like hip it up, but do that 80s kind of hip that was never actually hip, but some old fuck thinks that it was.
Do they say like totally tubular dude and stuff?
More or less. It's that same kind of language.
What song did Bowling for Soup have?
1985.
Yeah.
Sing it.
1985.
You're just saying the name of the song.
that was the song.
Before YouTube. Yeah, something like about before YouTube. They also did.
Dude, I would totally buy some Snuffleupagus. You know what they need to make? They need to make Snuffleupagus dude underwear that have like a cock sock that's his trunk. You know what I'm saying?
As long as I've
and
known
the balls
you've been
can be his
cock
tongue.
Socks.
He's sticking his tongue out. His giant, thick, hairy tongue.
You know, you work with the cards you've been dealt.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, you can do very different things with the same hand. I mean, like, you know, you really can adapt to whatever it is you need to adapt to. I was listening to the radio the other day, and they brought up an interesting point about how if you really take a good look, Don Knotts, you know who Don Knotts is, don't you?
Yeah.
He played Barney Fife. Don Knotts and Mick Jagger were essentially born with the same face.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they have the same face. They have the same real like body structure, but one of them said, "Fuck you, I'm a sex symbol," and one of them was like, "Hey, I look like a big fucking goober. I guess I need to learn to be pretty funny." But really, they had the same cards, but they took two totally different ways of playing them.
Either way, neither of them died poor.
Well, Mick Jagger's still alive.
Yeah. So I guess he still
he has probably won't die poor.
He probably won't.
But you don't know that.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, no idea.
Miley Cyrus shit. And that dude from Harry Potter also were born with the same face.
Who?
Like the little blonde kid from Harry Potter.
I've never seen a Harry Potter movie, is it?
How the fuck have you not seen a Harry Potter movie?
I don't know.
Even by accident.
I've never seen one. I've actively avoided them.
What's the little blonde kid in Harry Potter? He's a bad guy.
One of the kids is bad?
Yeah,
he's a little shit. He's a Slytherin.
Because
you got to see Malfoy. This picture. Yes, Malfoy, yes. Draco Malfoy.
Yeah.
And Miley Cyrus were born with the same face.
Well, you're going to have to show me a picture.
I'm trying to.
Miley Cyrus and him?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, she just got her haircut, if you didn't know.
She looks like a goddamn mouse. Are you sure about that? She's got the fat fuck cheeks and the big eyes.
She's looking a little more, a little hipper lately. Like, she cut her hair all punk rock and whatnot.
Well, I mean, if we could get into Miley Cyrus's haircut, I guess we could simulcast our show on the Who Gives a Shit channel.
Yeah.
I mean, really what you guys want to do.
You should bring this picture up on
Is that really what you guys want to do? You want to talk about goddamn Miley Cyrus's haircut?
Well, I think everyone like was tuning in last week.
That guy looks absolutely nothing like Miley.
Miley Cyrus Malfoy. You will see the picture, my friend. You have to see her with the new haircut.
Miley Cyrus M A L F O Y?
I think that's it. Images. Yahoo. Who the fuck uses Yahoo?
I know, that's just what's up there. Okay, I don't see any comparisons.
At all.
At all. Is that him?
That is him.
Looks nothing like Miley Cyrus.
No.
There's Miley Cyrus right there in the center.
Yeah, I know what Miley Cyrus looks like. I've seen her before.
You're telling me that this one here, on the third from the...
I'm telling you that this little boy...
looks nothing like that.
This little boy looks nothing like Miley Cyrus. That's
not
what
even
I'm
a little
you.
Bit.
Not even one little tiny bit.
Then you are tripping. Oh, they got the... See, look, she's much quicker at it than we are. That's what she said. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Not one little bit. Not at all. No.
You can't just put the same haircut on two different people and say now they look alike.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, because you look like Giorgio Tsoukalos right now. and the only resemblance is the hair. But yet, I thought that thought. Maybe that's me. If you like cut your hair and like slicked it back like Napier,
yeah.
Maybe I would say like you guys looked alike.
Yeah.
No, it's a possibility. Except for not.
No.
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 If you slicked your hair back.
I think you just can't tell white people apart.
Yeah, it's because...
Racist.
Yeah, you're very urban.
And I don't look like Silent Bob.
A little bit like Silent Bob.
No, I don't look like Silent Bob.
Okay, lunchbox.
Do you think that... And this is the last thing I have, so this has to be our last topic unless you guys can think of anything. Do you think that the devil and John Mayer have some kind of agreement that when women come to the devil to request... Stop looking at the chat.
Okay.
When women come to the devil and request, what do I have to give you to become famous? Like the devil's... Like, you know, okay, you're already a soulless cunt, so I don't need... I've said cunt a lot in this episode, haven't I?
And twat.
I was in the bathroom for most of that.
Yeah. You know, so like, I'm not going to bother with your soul, but if you want to be really, really famous, I'll make a deal with you. Once you achieve the fame that I provide you, you have to have sex with John Mayer.
Really? You think that Mayer is the punishment of
soulless
twats?
I'm going to read you a list of the women who have been linked to John Mayer. And granted, all of these women became famous and then had sex with John Mayer. There are women who had sex with John Mayer who weren't famous and remained not famous.
Yeah.
But these are the ones who became famous and then had sex with John Mayer. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson.
Jennifer
Aniston.
Jessica Simpson, I would put above them.
Jennifer Aniston, Cameron Diaz, Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift, and now Katy Perry. So, like, he's fucked everyone, just about. I mean, like,
yeah,
anyone
but they're
who's
all
famous,
mediocre.
Really. John Mayer has had sex with, but he had sex with them after they became famous. So, I mean, like, it's not like, you know, John Mayer having sex with these women, like, made them more famous. It was like they already got famous, and then it was like, oh, well, I guess I need to have sex with John Mayer now. How does this happen?
I think Mr. Producer's right. He probably has, he's probably swinging Thor's hammer between his legs.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, here's the thing about the whole big dick thing. Like, how do they know you have a big dick until they're already going to have sex with you?
The dude's over 6 foot tall. He's got to be swinging something.
But I mean, like,
even if it's just, like, proportionally undersized.
If you find out he has a big dick, that's like a bonus. Like, oh, great. You know, I was going to have sex with this guy, and he has a big dick. Great. You know, it's like you were going to have sex with him anyway. So I don't think, like, having a big dick is a great selling point to get broads in the sack, right?
I mean, there is, like, a female communication network.
Didn't
like, that kind of thing gets around.
So, I mean,
around.
You think Cameron Diaz is, like, calling up Jennifer Aniston and being like, dude, totally got to fuck this total fucking untalented douchebag because he has a huge cock.
Yeah.
Isn't that
happens.
Isn't that how Bobby got started?
His, that happens.
His tank
I refuse to believe that happens.
Yeah, it's
just, I mean, I don't call you and say, like, you know, hey, this chick has a tight vag. I mean, like, we don't do that, do we? I mean, dudes don't do that.
No, but women are just as dirty. Like, you know, like, they'll definitely, that gets around.
Definitely gets around.
And they're like, hey, I heard.
I
want to
try,
like, well,
this big dick out for myself. That happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was a fun ride. Hey, girls, you want a fun ride? You got to come down to this house. You'll get a fun ride.
But, I mean, is it a reputation? So, like,
yeah.
You know, you're known as a coxman, and so you just continue to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, once it's out there, like, once you show one, you know, you get one chick with the big dick, and then, like, at least two or three others will, at the very least, want to see it. And then, you know, if they want to see it, it's up to you to, like, make that go further.
All the ladies know who the cocksmiths are. Like, this man wields his hammer like a goddamn blacksmith.
There's a website.
And he will forge your twat into an orgasm the size of a fucking furnace.
It's like the website that all the gas stations go at to see, like, when they should change their gas price.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, ooh, we need to go up 4 cents because that's what's on the website. Or like a 1-800 number. Like 1-800-BigGiantCock.com.
Yeah, 1-800-BigGiantCock.com.
I think that's too many numbers.
I think I'm going to change my profession. I'm going to be a cocksmith.
You're going to make cocks?
Yeah, I'm going to forge them.
A penis forest?
I'm going to forge a penis forest. Out of latex rubber dildos.
Like a squirrel comes out of.
See, somebody's going to be in the middle of the Ozarks one day and come upon my work. Just
you're gonna buy,
decades
you're
after
gonna
I'm dead.
Land and plant some penis seeds?
No, I'm just going to plant dildos or dildo-like structures around the Ozarks. Some dude's just going to be walking along. All of a sudden, dicks as far as you could see in the forest. Nothing but cocks. It'll be awesome. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well,
Listen to us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFewBar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFewBar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.